Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. At any given time, I can dig no fewer than 5 different mustards out of my refrigerator. A hot dog is not a hot dog unless it has classic yellow mustard on it. But all those others have so many uses, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino, we've asked our friend Liz Nuttall to come on and give us her take on this extraordinarily useful condiment. Welcome, Liz.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
I think it is a totally underutilized condiment, personally. Yeah. We should use more mustard.
How many uses are there for it, Liz?
I use it for everything because I don't like mayonnaise.
Okay.
So, and you're not alone. There are a lot of people who don't like mayo. It's interesting.
I use it the way I would use mayonnaise.
Sure.
But I use it in marinades. I use it in cooking. I use it after cooking in a sauce. It helps to thicken a sauce really nicely.
Sure.
You can't make a vinaigrette without mustard. No. You need the acid of the mustard to help emulsify the vinaigrette, to give it a little kick. It's great.
Yeah, it really is. And there's so many styles of mustard, and each one can contribute different things.
Absolutely. I mean, you have your classic yellow mustard,
right.
which is actually unclear what that is.
It's French's mustard.
It's good.
Yeah. It's good for hot dogs.
Yellow dye number or whatever.
What is, yeah. Yeah.
But probably. It's not really, I don't consider that mustard.
Well, at any rate, there's others, Jerry, that I do use, that I do have stocked. Let's talk about a few of them. I think Dijon is probably the classic one.
It is the classic one. And you and I actually discussed the fact that Dijon came from Dijon, France.
Right, the little town.
And that has become a little loose because it was so popular that everybody wanted to make their own Dijon mustard.
Sure, sure.
It's been made since the Middle Ages. As you say, it's classic, it's smooth, it's rich, it has a little bite to it. It's great.
What separates it from other mustards?
Probably the smoothness of it, I would say. It's made with white wine or verjus, which is the juice of an unripened grape. A lot of other mustards are made with vinegar.
Yeah. Right. And none of Jerry's yellow number 5.
No, not at all. Dijon, it's if you don't have it, it's a standard.
It really is.
It's great for sauces. I mean, as Liz said, you use it for everything, and I love it.
And it doesn't have any of those little seeds in it, but some mustards do.
Some do. German mustard is notorious for having seeds in it. It has a real bite to it.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, and you can get mustard seeds anywhere. I mean, they're lovely things to use for cooking in a variety of things, certainly pickles. But the seed adds texture, whereas Dijon is beautifully smooth. Whole grain mustards have great texture.
Now, some of the foreign mustards are pretty interesting. There's German mustard, which people who love bratwurst, for instance, are pretty familiar with.
Yeah, it adds to a heavy meal. Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of flavor. It can carry a heavy meal.
A lot of them have horseradish, too, blended in.
Is that what makes the Chinese mustard so pungent, do you think?
The Chinese, the stuff that you get in the packages when you get an egg roll?
Yeah.
The spice.
Yeah.
It's probably wasabi mixed
I would,
in.
You know,
some
imagine.
Sort of spicy root.
It's pretty hot.
It's delicious, though.
The thing I like about mustard, though, is you add it to a sauce. It doesn't necessarily keep the mustardiness. But it does add some nice acidity and some nice earthiness to it.
It does.
I don't think you should cook without it.
Yeah.
I mean, I love having it on hand to do all sorts of things. Even just slathering it over a piece of chicken and throwing it on the grill raises that chicken up a whole notch.
It really does.
Yeah.
Well, Liz, thanks for being with us. Mustard's a great topic.
Thank you both for having me.
Always a pleasure.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.